In today's Mishnah, we're in the 4th and 5th Mishnah from the 9th Parak Masechta Sanhedrin. The Mishnah begins, Michin et chayav b'shtei mitot beitin. If you have an individual who's violated two separate prohibitions by doing two separate actions, and they're both punishable with the capital punishment. So Mishnah says, how do we try such an individual? We say nidon b'chamorah. Now, it doesn't matter the order of the offenses, it's simply we give him the most stricter of the two punishments. That's how we try him. In other words, we don't say that once he was committed the first offense, then since it's punished with a capital punishment, we treat him as a dead man, and then we always give him the first one. No, the Mishnah says we can try him with the harshest of the two. And again, the order of being of what's harsh is based on yesterday's Mishnah. So, skila sreifa herig chenek, according to the Chachamim. However, avar avira, what if it's a single prohibition, shesh bushtei mitot, that it's punished with two different capital punishments? The example the Mishnah gives here, or the Kati, I should say, gives here, is that of if a person has a relationship with his mother-in-law who is married. The fact that his mother-in-law is punishable with sreifa, the fact that she's married is punishable with hereg. So sreifa being burning, hereg meaning has to be decapitated. So what do we do? Once again, the opinion of Chachamim is nidon b'chamora. We treat him with the harsher of the two punishments. Rabbi Yosef, in this case, disagrees. This is nidon b'zikar rishona shaba'alav. In this situation, we look at which of the two prohibitions applied to this relationship first. Meaning, if at the time when he got married, his mother-in-law was a widow, then at that time, the first prohibition is the fact that she is his mother-in-law, and therefore punishable with sreifa. The fact that she gets married after that doesn't really matter, because the first prohibition is sreifa, that's what comes first. However, according to Rabbi Yossi, what if it was other around? What if his mother-in-law was already married when he got married, when this individual who committed the crime got married? The fact that she was already married, that means that she was already asur prior to the marriage to him because she was an Eshed Ish. So therefore, meaning because she's a married woman, and therefore the prohibition of hereg came first, and therefore according to Rabbi Yossi, this individual will be tried and possibly given the prohibition of the punishment of hereg, decapitation, and not strafer, despite the fact strafer is more chamur, more strict. Let's now learn Mishnah. Hey, Mishlach HaVeshana, we have an individual who violated a prohibition, and he's been warned. Importantly, here we're talking about a prohibition that is normally punishable with karet, the spiritual punishment. You could say be cutting off, but again, I think we've discussed previously exactly what that is, or different understanding what forms of karet, but it's a serious punishment from Shemaim. And if someone's warned prior to committing such an offense, they're brought to Beit Din, they can actually get malkut, get lashes. So this individual is a repeat offender. He's already committed this crime twice and received lashes twice. And he's brought to Beit Din again. Beit Din machnisin oto l'kippah, they lock him up. But they don't just lock him up, like in the previous Mishnah, the yesterday's Mishnah we're talking about being, when there was a mixture about locking an individual up, or the murderers up, but here it says we lock him up, and then machnin oto se'orim ad shekreso mitbakat. What we do is this person who is locked up, he is given small amounts of food and water to drink, and then as his stomach shrinks, then they fill his stomach up with barley, which is as it goes in the stomach will expand and effectively kill him as a result. It'll crack his insides. So this individual is killed. So why is that? Because again, we're dealing with the issur of karet, a prohibition that is such a serious prohibition. The person doesn't care about his own nefesh, doesn't care about his soul. That despite the fact he's being punished multiple times, he's still repeating offending. Beit Din have this punishment that is applied to such individual. Let's continue. Hahoreg nefesh shelo be'edin. What if an individual kills another? However, there weren't witnesses, meaning he wasn't forewarned with two witnesses that Beit Din could execute him. However, it's clear to them, Beit Din, beyond any reasonable doubt, that this individual committed the crime. For example, there were two separate witnesses, but they didn't see each other, so there's almost like a technicality, such that we cannot kill this individual. Once again, the same technique is applied to this person. Machnisin oto l'kippah, they lock him up, or machlin oto lechem tzar, or mayim lachatz, and they feed him small amounts of water, and ultimately then fill his stomach with se'orim, with barley that will expand and ultimately kill him. Importantly, again, the Kati points out that it's only such a punishment, despite the fact there are many other, if you think about it, there could be many other serious violations that are also punishable with some sort of capital punishment. It's specifically this one that we go to such extremes if we cannot execute him. Why? Because letting a murderer let loose in society that we know clearly is a murderer has devastating effects, and therefore, mishum yishuvo shel olam, for the betterment of society, this type of punishment is applied to the individual. What's interesting here, just as a point at the very end, Kati brings an extension that this actually punishment is not something that Mishnah invented. This is something that was halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, pasuk l'Moshe Mesinai, according to the opinion of Rashi. Gemara also brings a remez from pasuk, but I'll leave that for further study. Those are Mishnah today.